Fulric grinned broadly at Scarlath.
I suppose you put old Squirm Skin aloft up there. Why don't you take this whimpering whelk up to join him? They're mates, you know. Shame to keep them apart.
Weeping and wailing piteously, the newt was borne up to the high branches and deposited there, next to the eel, who was clinging grimly to the thin branches, complaining.
They're thick up here.
Scarlath waggled a talon in his face.
You scum! Feel grateful this bird let you live.
Ruddle could find only a bit of wet grass, but he cleaned Sunflash's eyes and nostrils as best he could.
There you are, mate. At least you can see and sniff proper now. Come with me and old Ugly Mug there, and we'll navigate you back to good dry land away from this swamp. Mayhap you'd like to visit our den and take a bite with us, eh?
Sunflash thanked them and pulled himself upright slowly. Fulric was looking this way and that.
Old Ard, where's your pal, a kestrel bird?
Powdered mud fell dustily from the badger as he began walking.
Oh, Scarlath comes and goes as he pleases. No doubt he knows I'm safe with you, so he decided to take off for a while. By the way, what about the newt and the eel up there? Hadn't we better let them down? They might starve and die.
Ruddle chuckled.
Not them two. When we're gone, they'll slither down one way or another. A bit of penance don't do rogues like them no harm.
It was nearly twilight when, after a long and perilous trek, they cleared the swamplands and came to a wooded terrain, backed by mounds of smooth ancient rocks. The otters made their way toward the rocks. Sunflash heard water splashing as they skirted the fern-fringed bank of a stream. Looking farther up to where the rounded rocks reared their massive forms, he saw a beautiful waterfall. Fulric stepped out jauntily, calling back to Sunflash.
We'll soon see if you're a badger underneath your swamp coat, and I hope you're a prettier sight than old Rot the Apples there.
Fighting and chortling, the two otters dived beneath the falls, letting the torrent batter them. Sunflash was a bit apprehensive at first, but after gingerly stepping beneath the cascade, he revelled in the feel of clean, icy water, drenching him after the long, hot trek through the swamps. Weariness fell from the badger's limbs, and a marvellous sense of well-being enveloped him. With a playful roar, he joined the otters in their game, seizing them both in a hug.
You lady! I'm Sunflash the Mace, and I'm better looking than both of you put together, you nut-nosed, boulder-headed beasts!
Retaliating, Fulric and Ruddle got Sunflash in a double headlock between them, shouting,
Drown him quick before he scares the young'uns!
What an horrible sight, mate! A badger with a butter-dipped nose!
The three fell about laughing in the water. Then suddenly, Ruddle plunged deeper into the thick cascade and vanished. Sunflash poured water from his eyes and looked at Fulric.
Where's Ruddle gone?
He asked.
Into the den, matey. Here, give me your paw and I'll show you.